Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
By the way, there is a company in this building that I noticed on the directory called Granny Nannies.
Oh!
Have you anybody ever seen that?
No. Yeah.
You've seen that?
Yeah, I pass it every day I go to get breakfast.
You pass the office or the sign?
The office and the sign.
Where it's is the office?
It's on the first floor, right by the stairs.
Oh.
Like, you know where all the smokers are?
I don't know where the stairs are.
Oh, well.
More importantly, what are you eating?
Hard-boiled egg.
Mm.
She's over there with chipmunk cheeks.
I know.
Talking to him.
Oh, I don't pretty
much. Important. Eat during the news.
Yeah.
I wasn't part of it.
Granny's Nannies, which I guess are nannies for old people.
Yeah, it's a helper.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, this is going to sound like I'm trying to be funny and make a joke, but midget helpers would be a fantastic idea.
But you need more of them, wouldn't you?
No.
No. You're helping the midget.
Oh. No. The midget helps you. Oh,
okay. Wait, that's what that means? I thought it meant the grandmas were the nannies.
No.
They're nannies for grannies.
Right.
It's really sad, though, because it's old. Like the website's all older people taking care of even older people.
Well, yeah. They want to make them feel comfortable.
But what do you think of helping midgets, though?
Midgets don't need help.
No,
yeah. With what?
Stuff that's up high.
Yeah, it is very difficult.
Such a
you guys don't understand. Midgets can climb like those lizards that you see outside. Like when you leave the building, the little lizards, such midgets have that ability.
Their legs move so fast, it doesn't even look like they're touching the surface.
Yeah, they scurry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm thinking they could be helpful to a handicapper.
I would imagine I could wash a midget faster than he could wash himself or herself. I don't know why.
You know how you wash a midget?
Damn it. Very telling.
You know how you wash a midget?
Yeah, you dunk them in a...
But with their
no,
ankle?
No, one of those wooden like little thing that they used to wash
exactly
clothes
right.
in.
He's exactly right. That like the same. You wash a midget the same way you wash a golf ball.
Right.
You just push them up and down in a little thing.
Yeah.
Do they have to ride in car seats? Like your son... is not tall enough to ride in the front seat, but either is a midget. So wouldn't they always be designated to be back seat riders?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. But I've seen midgets drive because they have the long things for the pedals. And
they
stuff.
Just stand on the passenger seat and pull themselves in.
Yeah, I have to tell you, I think that we're missing the boat here by not training midgets.
To help
midget, yeah.
I just figured it out.
The minute a midget is born, they should take it from its parents. And put it in a training program.
Oh, no.
This way, midgets only know that's their only job. Their only purpose in life is to serve big people.
Oompa Loompa. So if I'm a midget, I have a service dog and I ride him.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Okay, so hold on. This is brilliant. So you have a midget baby.
Mm-hmm.
They snatch it from your birth.
How do you know? It's been
diagnosed.
Okay.
It's the size of a penny. They snatch it from your birth. They bring it to the midget camp. Mm-hmm. They raise it at the same time they raise. It's like Avatar. You get one of those beasts that's with you for your pair with it.
Right.
You bond with it,
uh-huh.
And that's your beast for life.
Right.
And then if you're a rich handicapped person, you can get a midget and their beast to be your helper and guide dog. And it's for the elite, you know?
Yeah,
it's for
right.
the very elite. And they have to put in their time like the military. They have to put in 25 years and then they live for free.
Because midgets and dogs live about the same life, right?
Well, 15 years.
Yeah, it's same expectancy, right? Yeah.
I mean, do we measure midget years like dog years? Is it like 1 year in a human's life is 7 years in a dog's life?
Yeah. Midget actually has just, it's like 7.2 years. It's a little bit more. Yeah. So the midget and the beast become your companions. And like for me, at $14 million a year, I don't need the dog, but I need a midget for when I drop stuff. And it just hands it back to me.
Yeah.
I like this. I'm going to get on it.
We got to find
next to Granny's Nannies.
So do we hire them or do we just capture them?
No,
with nets.
You have to hire. You have to buy them from the company.
Okay.
Yeah it's like buying. It's like buying a like a purebred dog.
Got it.
Right.
Okay. I'm following now.
Right. They're all made at the farm.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You have to buy from a licensed professional.
Midgets every here? Once in a while, one escapes and then tries to go rogue.
Oh, no.
And it's hard to break it and get it back into being a servant. But
there's an underground of angry midgets that are just trying to break their other midget
forever. They're not angry. They want to be, quote, free.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got it.
And you just have to get in their head and let them know.
Never.
God what is a, besides picking up loose change off the ground, what is a midget helping you out with?
Changing my oil.
Change your oil.
I don't have to. Don't
yeah,
have
but
to,
you'd have to teach it because it wouldn't know anything.
It learns
already
it all.
Trained,
in the
already hand. Trained.
It's like okay. Jason Bourne of midgets. It's like Jason the Jason Bourne of midgets. It already knows how to do almost everything.
That's
fighting
fantastic,
skills.
Man. Honestly, because like Ben's room gets messy, I'd love to have a midget going and clean it.
You know how many times I'm in a movie theater and I'm like, I wish I had more soda, but I don't want to miss the movie. And
right.
Like, go get, I don't talk to my school.
I gotta tell you, it would be adorable. A midget cooking for you while it's running around
the counter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Man, Christmas time, I buy all the gifts, bring them home, midgets wrap them.
Oh. And it stirs everything with a hockey stick, one of those ones you get at the giveaway night, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
It like stirs your eggs or does
so
whatever.
Good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be good.
You ever get in your car and when you go to pull away, you realize somebody stuck a flyer in your windshield wiper
yeah.
And you have to stop and get out and you just. And it goes through the sunroof, climbs down, throws it on the floor, climbs back on the sunroof. You don't miss a beat.
Where do they
sit?
Sounds
dangerous.
Like, are they with you at all times?
There's a little compartment that you open and they just crawl in there and you close it for safety.
They're always by me at all times. Okay. Like right now, I'd have a little basket and he'd just sit in the back.
Bassinet.
Yeah.
And are they sex midgets? The answer is yes. They're all sex midgets. Whether they want to be or not.
Sex or sex?
Sex.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
I don't think
yeah.
They still have rights, I think.
Nope.
Not
if
no.
You buy them. You own them.
No.
Yeah, they've
Does
removed
Does your car
them.
Have rights? It's an object.
It's a tool. It's a tool for your convenience.
Yeah. Does your hammer have rights?
By the way, I'm not talking about Diggler-type midgets. They're too big and annoying. I'm talking about the real small ones.
Yeah.
Dwarves?
Yeah,
dwarves.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Dwarf, yeah. Like, not Brad Williams. He's too...
Right.
He's too big and smart.
Dwarves and dogs.
Like, Brad Williams looks down on our midget. Our,
right,
he's,
yeah.
He's like...
He actually probably owns one.
A couple more gigs, he's going to get one of
right.
his own. How and they find that very insulting. Like, other midgets don't like that.
Mm.
That a midget would own a midget. But,
hey.
You know, it's what you do.
Should have done better.
Oh, man, Rob, now I'm thinking of all the things I could do. In the morning, I'm so tired, I sit at the edge of the bed, and it runs up to me with a toothbrush and brushes my teeth for me individually.
It holds your phone and scrolls through Twitter for you.
Yeah.
You
oh,
don't
yeah.
even have to hold your phone. You
nope.
just sit there.
It actually just runs on your phone, and that way you can keep scrolling.
Yeah. There's so many things that it can do.
I like
this
it.
This is great. Thank you, Galvin, for that idea.
You could put Velcro on its forehead so your phone sits on its forehead.
Yeah, that would
you
be
know?
Nice.
Like how they have those where you can sit and watch your phone.
Yeah.
It's got the little stand. His just it's a little stand. I like it. And that's part of the deal. Whenever you buy them, they can't be arrested.
Oh, that's pretty good. Chaos everywhere.
Or you can't be arrested for its crime.
Yes.
That makes more sense.
You own it. But you can't be arrested for it, right?
Right.
Yeah, then they just put it down and you buy another one.
They can sue you, like if your dog bites a neighbor.
Okay, yeah, because you own it. It's your property. Like
right.
we learned from Dom, that's your property.
Right.
So you are, I don't like that. I don't want somebody suing me because...
Because your midget got out of control?
Yeah.
Control your midget. Everett, what do you got?
What about a midget assassin? Get like 30 of them, train them really good. Dress them up like a little kid, drop them off in Afghanistan.
That's
just go crazy. People
that's pretty good. That's pretty good. They fool people with bombs. They make them look like kids' toys. And when they go over and pick them up, they're bombs. So, yeah, you can fool somebody with a baby. I like that. All right. Oh, you had a bunch of midget stories. 727-579-1025. By the way, if there are midgets out there who are listening to the show that get offended, please, we'd love to hear from you. Richard, do you have an idea for the midget?
Yeah, I got an idea for the midgets. Instead of dogs, okay, we totally get rid of dogs. Now we have midgets walking around on collars.
I don't know. I don't know if society is ready for human pets.
Yeah, and I don't want a midget licking me on my face.
Right. It's not man's best friend.
Well, wait a second. Why not, Galvin?
Because it's disgusting.
The breath will be better.
Oh,
no.
Debatable.
Why?
Because you get to clean its mouth.
I get to clean
and
my dog's
and it doesn't
mouth.
Eat its own poop.
You don't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but see, they're not licking their
privates.
Butt, and they're not licking their privates.
Yeah,
and
but
all
they're
that
so small. They, I mean, really, I think the ability for us to be able to do it is the reason why we can't is because we're too big. Midgets are so compact, they might be able to do those things themselves.
Here's the other problem, Richard, is that dogs have four legs and they like to run. And midgets will tire out if you put it on a leash.
And dogs have a way better attitude.
Yeah, they're
midgets
always happy
are usually
angry.
That's
why you train them. But see, here's the other thing. Whenever you're out and about and you see another midget, you fight them. Whoever wins gets both midgets.
Keeps the midget.
Yeah, it's like Pokemon, the gems.
What about you're wrong about the attitude of the midgets. If you just keep a thing of gumdrops in your pocket, they know that they're going to get a treat. Yeah.
Can you beat your midget?
You don't have to.
A little Hershey kiss. They like the little Hershey kisses.
Most of them are into gumdrops. But let me tell you, you can't beat it. It's like you can't beat a dog. You can train it, but you don't have to beat it. You don't have to rub its face in it.
You can beat a dog.
No, come on. You don't hit dogs.
No, you get a shock collar for them.
You know what? Yeah, you're a shock collar. Oh.
No. By the way, don't feed a midget a Hershey's Kiss. They get confused because that's what their poop looks like.
That's true. It's a dollop of chocolate.
You do put a shock collar on them because you have to set the perimeter in case they try to escape at night.
Right.
When they're good, do you give them treats like a dog, like fun-size Snickers bars?
Yeah, it's a gumdrop. You keep them in your pocket. And you go, hey, midget, can you go give me the remote control? When he comes back, you throw him a gumdrop. And he's like,
that's
very happy.
Makes.
Thank you, Richard. Yeah, that's a meaning. I tell you, they don't chew. They just put it in their mouth. They move it around with their tongue.
By the way, KB on Twitter just said, you can't have baby time with a midget idiot collar.
What do you mean you can't? Of course you can. You pick it up.
No.
You hold it like a real baby.
Yeah, but I don't want to lick in my face and everything.
You pick it up. And why not? Why are you still against another human licking your face?
Ugh.
Oh.
Human?
Yeah.
Midget.
Midget human. Same species. You pick it up. You scoop it up.
By the way,
Its belly and it licks your face.
I would hate for some midget to be listening right now and be like, I'm not even human.
Yeah, just sad. Just eats gumdrops while crying.
Calling his parents. They're going to put a collar on me.
Oh. Does a midget wear a diaper?
No. They're
potty chained.
At the camp. Okay. At the camp, they know right away.
They go outside like dogs do.
No, they don't go outside. Yeah, they know. They go on a cat thing.
Do they wear a uniform?
Oh.
Yeah,
they got a cat box.
Then they scoop it up and put it in a plastic bag themselves.
Then screening. I walk into your house and I go, do you have a midget?
No,
I'm allergic.
I'm telling you, they they don't shed.
Yeah,
so you can't be allergic.
Oh, they have dandruff. Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. But their dander when it's it comes glitter. Off its head, yeah, it's glitter.
Glitter.
David, hello.
Hey, Kalta, how you guys doing? Good show.
Good, David. How you doing? You can call me Mike. We can be so informal.
Okay. Hey, you could put the midget in your front grill in the Hummer.
In the front? Oh, in the grill? Or an ornament?
They put those teddy bears.
Yeah, so they just drop them like the garbage trucks have. That's hilarious. Yeah.
Or you could use
thank
them.
You, sir.
You could use them like a wench whenever you have to tow anything because they can hold their stuff in their teeth.
Yeah.
Dude,
that's a great idea though. If I put him on, if he sits somewhere in the like a hood ornament, like R2-D2 did on the back of an X-wing fighter,
right?
Like he's kind of like a GPS a little bit. He just points. When I go, we get up to an intersection and he points left or right and tells me which way to go.
Because mm-hmm.
he's got it all downloaded.
If you go, you don't even have to go through a drive-thru. You just send him in to get your food.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. He climbs up in the thing.
By the way, the only place you can drop your midget off when you're done with it, Goodwill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They resell it for a mm-hmm. profit.
Can you put it in the bin?
Absolutely. It's right in there. That's what those bins were created for. It's where they sleep.
Midget drops.
Oh, my God.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Almerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts. So you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.